Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Yvonne and I'm calling from customer support. How may I help you today?
I filled out this form for I don't know what it was. It was like a KitchenAid, whatever, and
Okay.
they gave me a code, but I was looking at my charge that I used
Yes, ma'am.
and it was like $7.95. Was
For
that
shipping,
you? Did you?
seven. No, that was not me, ma'am. The $7.95 was supposed to be for shipping and handling of this kitchen where you paid.
KitchenAid.
Yes, that's what that was for shipping and handling. I'm a third party employee, customer support employee, and what we do return callbacks or when the clients call us. To let the check pull up their accounts and see what's going on with it. So what is your zip code, ma'am?
02124. I don't remember that. Saying the 795. Was it just a one-time charge?
For no. Well, that's what I'm gonna look at on your thing on your account. What is your name, ma'am?
Gail Jones.
Gail, is that
G A I L. No,
I L,
G
oh,
A
that
I
Gail.
L.
Okay, and your last name?
And Jones.
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 Okay, hold on just one moment. I'll pull your account up and I can tell you what's going on. Thank you for waiting also. Okay. Okay, Miss Jones, I found your account. Give me a few moments here while I pull it up. Could you verify your address for me, please?
6 Lindsay Street, Dorchester, Mass. 02124.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me a few moments for it to pull up and I can tell you what's going on. Where did you did you fill this on your phone on you went online with this for the cookware?
Yeah, no, it was on my phone.
On your phone,
But
yes.
I've already disputed the charge with my credit card company because I didn't know what it was. But so I need you to tell me what it is, what
Okay.
happens from this point.
Okay. So your bank knows that you guys are in dispute for this
For
right
the
now for this
7.95.
oh
Yeah,
for the
because I had
seven.
no idea what it was.
Okay, so it is for KitchenAid, and this was done on 11/21, so they it wasn't shipped out yet because
Is
this
it
kid.
it's real. This is real, right? I mean, is this
Yes, this is a
a
kitchen. No, I'm finna explain it. When you
scam?
the $7.95 for shipping and handling, for the KitchenAid here, but it was in a sweepstakes, ma'am. The KitchenAid was in enrolled in a campaign, a sweepstakes campaign, which gives you a discount membership, ma'am. That's why you're the KitchenAid. You won't receive it until the sweepstakes people call you and let you know that you won this. So that's what the
Yeah, that's
$7.95
okay.
was.
All right, so I want to cancel it.
Okay, I can do that for you. And I have to since you're canceling this, I have to refund your $7.95 for your shipping and handling since it's I'm not going there. Give me one moment, please. Okay. Thank you for waiting too also. So right now, what I'm gonna do for you, Mrs. Joan, I'm finna to refund do your refund for $7.95 for the shipping and handling. And it did go through. You should receive it back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And I'm fin to cancel your order also. I mean, cancel your account. Thank you for waiting again. And
Do you need this ID number they gave me?
No, I don't need that. I'm going to give you a confirmation number to show that I canceled this for you and refunded your shipping and receiving because you didn't know it was a sweepstakes. So that's what I'm doing now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. So I finished canceling your account completely. That is canceled today. Your $7.95. You'll receive that back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. And do you have a pen? I can give you the confirmation number.
I do.
Okay. CS and Charlie. 262, ma'am. 729195.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much for calling Custom Support, and you have a nice day, ma'am.